Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. Back with us, Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Very interesting story today. It has to do with an old elementary school building that's now being used to grow indoor crops. And I guess we're not talking about medical marijuana.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the case. It's the old Otigua Elementary School. It's about 7-8 miles west of Oneonta on I-88. It's being sold to a company called Agzite. A-G-Z-E-I-T. It was one of four bidders for the property that was sold August 6th. Two of the others were senior citizen housing projects. The fourth was a private school. It described itself as an enterprise that grows crops year-round in an indoor environment. So we sent our reporter, Parker Fish, down to get a closer look. It's operated by a Jim Dutcher, who went to Ithaca and Syracuse, worked for IBM, and for the past couple of decades has been with SUNY. His latest job was a CIO, Chief Information Officer, for SUNY Cobleskill. He was also chair of the SUNY Council for CIOs for a while, so I guess he's fairly well known. Cobleskill used to be an ag and tech college, and he told Parker it was there he became interested in what he's doing now. Agzite was launched through the Union Endicott School District's Tiger Program, it turns out, which set up a business and technology incubator at Endicott High School. The company has about 6,000 square feet of space there. As I said, David, I thought it might be a stalking horse for medical marijuana, but Dutcher says the company will only grow vegetables, leafy greens, tomatoes, kitchen herbs, and the like, under lights that are on 15, 16 hours a day. At Endicott, you can see there are banks of plants from floor to ceiling. You can understand why the high-ceiling classrooms at Otigo would be helpful. For now, Agzite's big crop is basil and has contracted with several restaurants in the Binghamton area to provide it. Jim Dutcher said his father was from Milford, which is between Cooperstown and Oneonta, so he knows this area pretty well. He said as soon as the deal is closed, in the next several weeks, Agzite could be up and running in a month. The company only expects to employ a few people for the time being. However, at Union Endicott, BOCES students are learning to grow crops, and Jim Dutcher is also teaching them about entrepreneurship, how to set up and run a small company. Another fact Parker came back with, in 6,000 square feet, Agzite, operating year-round, can grow the same amount of produce as 170 acres of conventional farmland. Pretty interesting.
Very interesting. Jim Kevlin, who joins us on Thursdays, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to find this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.